You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
A Gay and a Non-Gay is a podcast from James Barr and Dan Hudson. They're like a lovely little couple, except they're not.
Right, there's a lot of John Cleese, J.K. Rowling, Fairy Tale of New York, You Scumbag, You Gammon, You Cheap Lousy Karen going around at the minute. So I thought I'd start this week's episode with some amazing news for our community. Sydney's gay penguin power couple have become dads for the second time.
Who are the gay penguin power couple?
Sven and Magic, and they are two male penguins that live at the Sea Life Aquarium in Sydney.
And what? They've adopted another penguin?
They're dads. Again.
When did they first become dads?
They became partners like in 2018, and they were trying to hatch a rock together. So the zoo were like, right, let's give them an egg. And then they hatched an egg in October 2018. And now they've become dads again.
What does hatch an egg actually mean?
Well, like they sat on it and stuff.
Is that how penguins give birth? They sit on an egg?
Yeah.
I mean, it isn't, is it?
I don't really know why you have so many questions about this. It's just great news, Dan. That's it.
Welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay.
Thanks for picking that up for us. I think we've finished with that.
Wow, they have wings, Dan. Penguins have wings. They don't have fins. They're birds. You should know that. You love birds.
Are they birds?
Yeah. Dan is the person that went to Brighton Pride with the RSPB, the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds. Yeah. And yet he doesn't realise that penguins are birds.
That doesn't mean that I know everything about birds. It just means that I think we should protect birds.
You don't care about wildlife. I've never once seen you care about wildlife or
birds.
What
are you on about?
You hate my dog. Like, how
your dog isn't wildlife.
What? Yeah, he is. He's an animal.
It doesn't mean it's wildlife.
Okay, well, whatever. I've never once seen you care about an animal or wildlife or anything, yet suddenly you're into birds. And what's your favourite bird?
Your mum.
Wahey!
Speaking of my mum, your mum is about to throw out all of your teddies, Dan.
Yeah, basically.
And I've got a photo of them right here. Talk me through it. Is this triggering?
I don't really use that word, so no.
You literally used that word?
When?
You used it last night when you said...
Well, actually, no, I used it in quote marks.
Oh, did you? I didn't look at your punctuation. Punctuation is so 2000 and late for me. I'm not even into that at all as a thing.
Yeah.
That's your kink, not mine. Right, so what exactly is going on?
Well, they're just getting rid of them all. I guess because they're taking up too much space.
Who exactly is being evicted?
All of them. But, what do you mean?
I mean, who are they?
Well, I mean, there's a whole range of them.
Right.
Well, I'm just looking at this photo now. So there's Panda in the corner. Who's the panda? Ace.
Ace?
Yeah.
That is such a straight name for a teddy bear.
Why?
Yo, Ace. What else have you got?
He's the blue duck next to Panda, right? And then his brother is Bass. He's...
No way.
Yeah.
You had a bear called Bass.
Well, he's not a bear. He's a duck, clearly.
You had a duck called Ace and a bear called Bass.
Again, they're both ducks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
One is called Ace, and then the other one is called Bass.
Ace has also lost an eye, it looks like. Oh,
well,
no.
Yeah, he's...
No, Ace has got both eyes. It's Panda that's lost an eye.
Yeah, he lost an eye a while ago.
Do you know how that happened? That's such a tragic accident. I'm sorry.
I can't remember, really.
What's the name of pink and blue koala?
He's called Colourful.
Colourful. Love that.
Yeah. I actually think I won. From memory, I think I won him and the guy that's been sat on.
The guy
pilot.
Been sat on? Hello.
You see a pilot that's sort of like...
It looks like a penguin.
No, it's not a penguin.
Is it not? So he's called Pilot and the
no,
bear...
No, he's not called that, but that's what he is.
And who is the bear riding Pilot?
He's called Chair Bear.
Chair Bear, and he's currently using Pilot as a chair. I mean, good lad. Can I just ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are all of these bears men? or were there any female bears in your bear circle? Well,
for a start, you keep using this term bear when right. like only a handful of them are bears.
Okay, but they're teddies then. Were all of these teddies men?
They're all male, yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know, why not?
That's really interesting. But even the cow?
That's not my cow.
What do you mean that's not your cow?
I don't know, it's a new edition. My dad must have picked it up from something.
Oh, wow. So that cow has wormed her way into your teddy collection. What's the one called Gemini all about?
What do you mean, what's he all about?
Can you stop calling them he?
Well, no, because he is a he.
Okay,
but if that's triggering.
I mean, it's not triggering to me. I just think it's interesting.
Right, well.
I'm trying to think if I only had male bears.
Again, they're not all bears.
Why is he called Gemini?
I don't know. Why are you called James? What kind of question is that?
Yeah, but what? Hold on. Yeah. Like, don't come for me. One of them is called Panda because it looks like a panda. One of them is a koala that is pink and blue, and you just called it colorful, which isn't exactly a particularly inventive name. And then you've got this other really basic bear, no offense to the bear in question, and you call it Gemini, which is quite a beautiful name, really. So I'm just intrigued as to why you named that one Gemini and the others just Pilot. You've even got a sunflower.
Yeah, they gave him away at school, I think.
What's his name?
Sunflower.
I mean, even you're finding this funny now.
Okay, well, I mean, you asked a question, you got an answer.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Oh, God. Any other names in there? What about the big blue one on the left?
Bigster.
It's so funny how straight these bears are. Ace,
why?
Base, and Bigster.
I would have thought that Ace and Base was quite gay, actually. I thought you would have said that.
Why?
Well, because they're named after the band Ace of Base.
No, are they?
Yes, clearly. Why else would they be called that?
And why is Sunflower called Sunflower? You missed an opportunity there. You could have called it Life is a Flower.
Well, he predates that song, I believe, so...
Right. Anyway, back to what you were saying. They're all moving out. They're moving on.
Well, apparently so, yeah.
Where are they going?
Taking up too much... Well, the charity shop, I suppose.
That's so sad.
You can have them if you want them. I don't have any room for them either, so...
Does it make you feel sad that they're being chucked out?
Well, it's just a bit unnecessary, isn't it? They're just fine where they are, aren't they? They're just sat on a chair hanging out.
But you don't want them.
Well, I don't really have space.
Yeah, you do. Well, why can't you have Panda in your house?
Why don't you have him in your house?
Because he's not my bear. These are your
He's not anyone's bear.
No, sorry, I forgot he's a panda. I actually have my own bears here.
Really?
Me. Yeah.
Where are they?
Teddy Sweets is upstairs. I've put loads of badges on Teddy Sweets. He's called Teddy Sweets because my sister asked me what I liked when I was younger. I couldn't name him. And yes, he is a he. And my sister was like, "Well, what do you like?" So I said sweets. So he became Teddy Sweets. And actually, his jumper's really cool because he's wearing loads of badges to do with LGBTQ+ stuff that I've collected.
Right. Is he gay?
I've never asked him.
It's funny how you haven't asked him or thought about that at all in the whole time that you've known him.
Why?
Well, because you're always going on about your gaydar or whatever.
Right.
But yet you haven't given any thought as to whether this bloke is gay or not.
He's not a bloke. He's a... he's wearing a lot of LGBTQ+... If he's not gay, he's definitely an ally. What about your bears? Do any of them have a sexuality? Did you think to ask them?
They're all asexual, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Side eye.
Right, it's Black Friday, and that means that this week we've given you 30% off our amazing pronoun collection. Use the promo code SNOWNOUN30 and you'll get 30% off our entire store. Dan, tell them about it.
I think you just did.
Great. Black Friday is queer.
I know you keep saying that, but what does that mean?
It means like Black Friday's here, but I'm saying Black Friday's queer.
Right. I mean, absolutely nobody obvious? Will think that that's what you
really?
Mean.
Great. This only works until Sunday, the 29th of November, but sign up to our mailing list for future discounts. GainOnGay.com/shop.
Yes, use the pronoun code SNOWNOUN20.
30.
Where's 30 come from? Oh, 30%.
30%, isn't it?
Can I get out of shop?
Sweet Blue Ivy and the Twins, give me strength. Did I tell you about Hugo's sexuality?
What, your dog?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, he's so gay. We were in the park. Well, no, this is the issue. I've had to really question things. So he seems to be attracted to female dogs in the park.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. It was like a moment where James and I were like, oh, this is interesting.
Why?
Well, I kind of wanted a gay dog, but then that's really wrong, isn't it? You shouldn't want... I know it's not a child, but you shouldn't really want your child or teddy bear to be any particular sexuality. Like, it doesn't matter, does it? I feel like I almost have a bit of stigma at non-gays, at straight people, because of the years of stigma that I've received as a gay person. So when it came to my dog coming out to me as straight by sniffing a female in the park, I think I just thought, oh, that's a bit disappointing. But then again, it does prove that nurture has nothing to do with sexuality, doesn't it? Because he's in a house with two gay men.
I noticed you created a fake profile for him and are posting numerous updates from an Instagram pretending to be him.
Right.
So.
Got thoughts on that?
Only that you've got a lot of time on your hands.
Hold on, though, because you are the person that has a bear with your girlfriend, Cookie Monster.
He's a monster, not a bear.
Right.
Secondly, he's actually living in a basement in Seattle by himself.
Wow, that's awful.
Yeah.
What horrible living conditions. Why is he in a basement?
Well, because he's big, because he's the fully sized.
Wow, he's full-sized?
Yeah. So Talia, who's now in New York temporarily, obviously didn't want to necessarily pay for a seat for Cookie Monster.
Right. So Cookie Monster is currently in Seattle in a basement.
Yeah. That's really sad. Yeah. Well, I think she left him with a supply of cookies.
I think a lot of parents would... I don't know. They probably would have got rid of your bears ages ago. They'd have been like... I can imagine a dad just being like, oh, why have you got all these bears? You're like 15 now. And yet your parents didn't do that. And also, I would have thought in my head, and this is probably just because I'm overthinking everything all the time, that bears and teddies and stuff was quite a gay, effeminate thing to do. So it's pretty funny that you have all these bears, but they've got like lad names.
Well, they're not really lad names,
are
they?
I mean, though, men are allowed to be more sensitive when they're children than they are when they're older. So like when you're a kid, you're allowed with these bears and they've got names and you're looking after them. The fact that you've even said they're moving out and not admitted that they're being thrown out is hilarious. It's like you're trying to cover up the truth. Sorry if I triggered you. I don't get triggered. And I don't know, I just think that's interesting. Like, at what age do men suddenly have to be men and are no longer allowed feelings? That's why it's such a struggle for me, like when I was coming to terms with my sexuality, because at the same time as feeling a lot, I know that I can't talk about what I'm feeling because society doesn't really allow that space for men, does it? As soon as you start being like having feelings as you grow older, people start thinking you're gay, don't they?
I don't know.
Cool story. Well, if you do, then let me know at Gay Non Gay on your socials. And Dan and I would love to see pics of your LGBTQ plus teddies. Please share them at Gay Non Gay on Twitter and Instagram. Or you can join our listener group, facebook.com/groups/GayNonGay. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing our podcast with your friends and chosen family. And thank you to our amazing Patreons for supporting our podcast. You mean the world to us.
Thanks for listening, babes. Do the admin and support Gay and Non-Gay. Visit gaynongay.com/donate.